We'll get to that a little bit later in the hour. And you know who's waiting for us here? We're chipping away at his time. And here
bring
is
the man in here.
Al's brother. There he is in his bunker, back where you're comfortable. And this is a big one for you because you're doing the power rankings of the seven teams, but also announcing the top seven defensemen currently playing in the country. So are you ready for this or what, buddy?
Oh, I'm totally ready. And that was actually a much more difficult exercise than I thought it would be, to be quite honest with you, doing the defensemen, because there's two kind of ways you can look at it. You got guys who are like extremely offensive productive, but a tire fire in their own zone. Mm-hmm. But where do you slot them? So it was a challenging rankings this week, but I'm set. I'm ready to go.
What's your comfort level with knowing that Noodles doesn't want to shove you in a garbage can? Are you a little bit more comfortable, or are you just the normal stuff?
No, I'm good to go. Noodles gives me absolutely no worries whatsoever. I these are my rankings. I stick to them, whether he wants to fight them or not. I stick to my guns.
No, you're confident, man, and you're bulletin board material too. Have you been picking up on that, Al's brother? I get the impression like teams are watching you and listening, and they're inspired one way or the other.
100%. You take a look at some of the teams that I've been dogging on recently, and all of a sudden they turn it around and become superstars.
Yep.
So I think that's the case. No,
it's not a coincidence at all. I mean, you're a powerful voice in the hockey industry and in this country, and I love it. All right, let's stop wasting time because we got to make sure we have ample amount of time to break down the defensemen. Let's try to cook through this as quickly as we can in terms of the power rankings. Let's begin, Al's brother, with number seven.
We're coming in with the Vancouver Canucks at number seven. They've lost four in a row, just two wins in the last 10. Wow. They can't get anything going. Nothing. Offensively, defensively, they're flipping back and forth between the goalies. Neither one is really taking the reins, and they just can't get wins at the end of the day. They've been the worst team in Canada the last little bit, so they sit here at seventh.
I can't argue it. I can't.
No, you can't.
You know, because Ottawa's been playing their best hockey, too. Right. It takes two to tango in terms of a movement at the back end. Vancouver deserves to be seventh. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's the truth.
I know, and that's why I got Ottawa moving up to number six. I think it's time to give them their due. I don't think they're no longer the punching bag of the North. I think that they're a respectable team. They're 500 in their last 10 games. They're really starting to put up a fight here. Brady Tkachuk has taken a big step in his game of late. Drake Batherson as well. So I like what Ottawa's doing. They're moving in the right direction. Got them here at sixth.
They're what they're going to do, Al's brother, too, moving forward. They could really throw a wrench in a team's program if they have aspirations of the playoffs, whether that be Calgary, whether that be Edmonton, Winnipeg, or whoever's fighting for that last spot. If you want to take them lightly on the last series of the year or whatever, they could throw a wrench into your program.
Yeah, they've proven that. Look at what they've done against Montreal and Toronto. They've beaten at least twice. You know, so full credit to Ottawa.
Well, they got Claude Julien fired the other night, and then I thought maybe even
Jeff Ward.
Yeah,
I thought Ward was on thin ice. I think he is anyway, but we'll see. I mean, they still got two more games right in Ottawa, including one tonight. All right, so you got Vancouver at seven, Ottawa at six. Who do you have at number five?
We got the Montreal Canadiens coming in at number five. You know, Claude Julien got fired, so obviously this team is not playing well. They've got five straight losses, and even after the firing, they still haven't kind of culminated a stronger effort since. There's potentially a goalie controversy starting to brew up there. They're really slipping. They need to turn it around real quick if they want to kind of salvage the season.
Yeah. I would still have them ahead of who I probably think you're going to have next, Al's brother. That was a bit of a stretch for me.
You'd have Calgary at five, is that what you're saying, though?
Yeah.
Calgary has been very unimpressive.
You just said it, Al's brother. You're contradicting yourself. You said, I thought their coach was going to get fired a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden they're leapfrogging.
They're ahead of Montreal.
Well, Montreal did have their coach fired. I'm not saying Calgary's playing great. This is by them moving up to fourth, and that is next in my rankings. This is by no means of them saying that they're playing better. I think Montreal is playing worse. Like, Calgary at least has been picking up some points. And they've got four points.
Three or four, I believe.
Yeah, five of a possible 8 points in this Eastern Conference or this Eastern road trip. So they're at least winning games, doing it all without Markstrom as well. They got dummied by Ottawa, but then they came back with a rather respectable win on Saturday. We'll see what happens tonight, but at least they're picking up points. You can't say the same about Montreal.
I think you're onto something here, though. There is a separation. As far as I'm concerned, four separate categories in the country right now. I've got Ottawa and Vancouver who are fighting out for six and seven. I have Montreal and Calgary who's fighting out for four or five. Then, personally, I would have Edmonton and Winnipeg fighting out for two or three, and I would have the Leafs clearly as the number one. But that's my list, and it's not my opportunity to speak. It is yours. So let's move on here. Who do you have at number three?
Yep. I mean, I think the top three is going to be the same for pretty much everyone. And at three, I have the Winnipeg Jets still at number three. They've won five or last six. They split that series with Edmonton, you know, and they're fully healthy now. You know, Pierre-Luc Dubois, he's back. He's looking pretty good. They got a serious depth on that team, and they've got a goaltender playing at a Vezina caliber. So I think Winnipeg is another one of those teams. They're certainly closer to two than four, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be shocked next week if they're at two and they stay there for quite some time, Al's brother.
Yeah.
Very possible. I mean, I'm like we said, number one is kind of stapled with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and that's my number one pick here. Mm-hmm. And number two is the Edmonton Oilers. And two and three are kind of a coin flip at this point, and it just depends on how they're rolling at the time. But right now, you just look at Edmonton. I know they just lost to Toronto, but they're riding a five-game winning streak heading into it. They've got eight wins in the last 10 games, and they're not solely relying on 97 to win those games anymore. They're getting the depth.
You're right. I mean, recency bias would suggest that the Oilers, they hit a wall on Saturday night, but the Leafs are playing so well. It's one game. Prior to that, to your point, Edmonton have been playing really well. I'm not going to fight you on that. I'm fine with Edmonton being two, Winnipeg being three. I think what was clear-cut, more so than any other ranking, was that the Leafs are number one. I don't think anyone could make even a close case to being in the same stratosphere as Toronto right now. And that says a lot about where the Leafs are and where they're playing. So to recap quickly, Toronto at one, Edmonton two, Winnipeg three, Calgary four, Montreal five, Ottawa six, Vancouver seven. There is your weekly update of Al's Brothers power rankings for all the seven Canadian teams. That is today, March 1st. There's been a lot of fluctuation, lot of fluctuation over the course of the year, so you can bank on it. By this time next week, things will probably be back in the blender, but I like it. That's pretty quality stuff. I'm not going to fight you on that. If Nunes was here, he might, but he's not, so it's all good. Let's get to the nightcap here. This is the seven top Canadian defenseman or defenseman playing on a Canadian team.
This is where Noodles would want to do some
damage. In a pretzel. He might go a little bit crazy over this, and he'll probably respond to it tomorrow. He'll be back on the show tomorrow. So are we going to break this down from seven down to one? Is that the plan here, Al's brother?
Yeah, let's do that. Seven down to one. We won't do the skip to number one because I think even if you get there, there's still a surprise.
The jury could be out.
Go ahead. Give me number seven, mister.
Number seven, you guys might be surprised by this one. I got Quinn Hughes coming in at number seven.
That's a circus carny take.
Al's brother, that is a circus carny take. He is a special player. He is an amazing player.
Thank you.
This guy's been a dumpster fire in his own end. He has been so brutal. He leads the league in high danger chances given up, and he plays 77% of offensive zone starts. How do you give up the most by starting in the offensive zone? He's been awful, despite the points.
I'm Noodles now. You got me now. That's just, it can't be the case, but go ahead.
I barely put him on my list. I'm not even lying to you guys.
He's got more points than anyone else in the country right now on the back end, I believe.
You're right.
But you're right. It's not. We're talking about defensemen here. This isn't goal scoring wingers. This isn't an all star game.
This is why it's so difficult putting these defensemen up. Because although Quinn Hughes leading the league in defensemen, leading the league in points of all defensemen, 50% of them have been on the power play, and a majority of those points have been secondary points as well.
Okay.
Secondary.
So are you Daryl Sutter or Mike Keenan or something?
I like it. Al's brother taking a little bit of a jab.
Okay, go ahead. Number six. Number six.
All right. Number six. Morgan Riley. Coming in at number six for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Bit of an up and down year for Riley, but at the end of the day, I think he's still relied upon to be this team's number one defenseman. Nearly 24 minutes a night. Like, he and Brody are getting some tough minutes against some top talent here. He's been the number one defenseman on the power play, 16 points. But to me, I think that he's been bailed out a little bit by Brody at times this year, and I've kind of scratched my head at sometimes, like, why are you making that play? You know, some of his decision-making hasn't been as elite as I'd like it to be, which is why he's a little lower on this list.
No, I'm with you on that. I think what has become clear this year, and we probably haven't talked about it enough, is this is defense by committee. And Morgan 100%. Riley, 2 years ago, had established himself as the clear-cut number one. He was one of the top seven or eight defensemen in the league that year.
Yeah, but how was the committee as a group? Terrible.
It was back then. Now it's better, clearly, with Brody here, with Muzzin here. Justin Hall's taking a big step. This is going to be defense by committee. He is not going to morph into Victor Hedman. He's not playing 30 minutes. I don't think he's capable of doing that. He's still a really good player. But I think Morgan Riley has settled into what he is. Good player, can give you minutes, still love him on this team. Contract up in a couple of years. I don't know what that value is going to be. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I'm with you. I was hoping and waiting for him to take a big step, and maybe it's still there by the end of the year. Did have a injury-riddled season last year. But it's defense by committee. It's not a true number one that other guys filter in here in Toronto, and I think that applies to your rankings. So I like that. Morgan Riley at six. All right, who do you have at five? The top defenseman playing for Canadian teams this year, courtesy of Al's brother.
And coming at number five, Neil Pionk, which yes. A lot of people might be a little surprised. He's not a name that gets a lot of notoriety over in Winnipeg, but I'm telling you, this guy has been outstanding. He's on pace on an 82-game season, on pace for 65 points this year. His two-way game has taken a massive leap. He's limiting chances defensively. He likes to get his licks on his opponents as well. So, I think that he's been Winnipeg's best defenseman this season and one of the better defensemen in all of Canada. Not
really
a big
good.
Name, but he's playing extremely well.
He's getting there, man. He put up big offensive numbers last year. Please.
Neil Pionk ahead of Morgan Riley and Quinn Hughes. Oh, come on, guys.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
that is what I am telling you.
But Al's brother is a man of integrity. He's he loves Toronto. He loves Vancouver. He's got no association with Winnipeg, and still he's got Pionk, who's ahead. And it'll be interesting to see that American Defense Corps next year at the Olympics. They are loaded. Like with Werenski and Jones, and you have to believe Quinn Hughes will be there, although
yep.
If Al's brother's picking, maybe he won't be. But Neil Pionk might be a consideration for the top
you're
eight.
You're feeding the beast. Everything the guy says, you're supporting what
he's
he says.
He's my
you're
guy, Al's brother. I'm a big supporter of
go
his
ahead,
process
number
here.
Four.
Who
number
do you have
four.
At four on the back end? This is great.
I think you're seriously undervaluing Neil Pionk here. Oh, I just do want to say that.
Okay. Give me number four.
I spoke to some hockey people. They're big on Pionk. Number four.
You don't
four.
Know who he talks to.
Exactly.
I like it.
Exactly.
Here we go.
There's some
you
people. You don't even know who I know in the league. You
That's
don't even
right.
know.
That's right.
Number four, I've got Shea Weber. Steady Eddie, big veteran, booming
Sorry,
force.
Sorry, brother.
What? Yeah, you lost me on
First,
that
you
He's
tried to steal
great.
My line of you don't know who I talk to, but now you're just spewing garbage. Shea Weber is not better than those guys. Without Pionk, I don't even know where Pionk fits in this list, but he is not better every shift in and shift out. Over Quinn Hughes and Morgan Riley. I am sorry.
Weber, he's not been playing so great lately. He is not.
This is all on reputation.
That's name
and
recognition.
Past. Yeah, it's,
we all love Shea Weber, but yeah, that
I
one
disagree
I
disagree with you guys. I disagree with you guys.
Okay, let's hear the stat pack you got on this.
Go ahead.
The problem is that guys like Quinn Hughes and Morgan Riley are giving up a lot of chances. Like, they're just giving up a lot. Shea Weber hasn't. He's still being the force that he is. Is he the old Shea Weber that he used to be? No, but he's still so difficult to play against. He's playing tough minutes.
Okay.
He's still number one on that power play. He's got a booming of a
Which
shot.
Never scores.
Crunches but, people.
Al's okay. brother, can I ask you something?
Yep.
Are these stat lines that you pump out, does that basically tell the story of all these players? Like, do you base a whole player's perception on the amount of slot shots they give up into
no.
like a game?
I don't consider myself to be a massive
like it.
Analytics
it sure
guy.
Sure as hell sounds
You've been
like
referencing
it.
I know.
It on literally every player.
But I've also I'm a Canucks fan, right? So I watch these games and I sit there and I quench my climb fist when I'm watching Quinn Hughes out there give up the puck and just allowing chance after chance after chance. Demko and Braden Holtby just get lit up like a Christmas tree.
And then to confirm that eye test, you go to the numbers at that point. That's why you're well balanced. I like
yes.
it. Okay. All right. Who do you have at number three? The best defenseman currently playing in Canada.
My man, Jake Muzzin. I got Jake Muzzin
wow.
coming in as a top three defenseman in this league. I really, truly do. He's been, I think, the
okay.
Leafs' best defenseman. He's mean, he's tough, he fights, hits, blocks, does everything. And he's added that offensive element this year that I
wow.
don't think he's had.
Offensive element? What are you talking
this
about?
This guy, if you look at some points out here,
you're going to get your segment canceled with this, okay?
I'm
Why?
Starting to lose faith here, Al's brother. I was,
the guy
I was,
is drunk, but there he goes!
You piqued my interest with Quinn Hughes' and Riley at six. Now I'm starting to get concerned.
Where is this offense? Jake Muzzin's a hell of a player,
yep.
like solid
really
back
player.
There. Where is this so-called offense you're mentioning right here?
Points per 60 at 5-on-5 at even strength. One of the leading defensemen in the league.
Tell me you have Justin Hall in your top two.
I don't.
Okay. I was convinced you were going there. All right. Jake Muzzin at three. All right. We'll leave it there. That's good quality analysis. Who do you have at number two, Al's brother?
I got Jeff Petrie coming in at number two.
Having a great year.
He's having a fantastic year. Number one and two was almost like a 1A, 1B. It was a coin flip. But I put Petrie here at two because he's, as of now, playing for the worst team, I would say. But he's having a heck of a season. And he's really, in my mind, become that team's number one player, and he's just better than Shea Weber. He's the number one defenseman on the Montreal Canadiens now.
Okay, so this is interesting. Now we
I don't know who the hell this guy has left for number one.
I know who number one is. I think we're going to see him play tonight. I think it's Darnell Nurse, but I don't know for sure. But that's where I'm sensing it's going here with Al's brother. I hope I didn't just let the air out of the balloon, but you've piqued their interest here, Al's brother. This is very compelling stuff. Who do you have at number one?
You're correct, Brian. It's my man, Darnell Nurse.
Darnell Nurse.
Guy's been dynamite this
year.
He's
been very good.
Absolutely fantastic. Playing over 25 minutes a game, taking on top players like Matthews and Shifley and Pedersen.
Wow.
And he's been, you know, Jesus, doing a pretty good job shutting him down.
Pretty
like, this
job.
Team is
he's number
winning.
Number one, he's pretty good job.
Better be better than a job. Pretty good job, Al's brother, no, if he's number one.
Like you said, though, this team, this division isn't stacked with, you know, Miro Heiskanen's, Victor Hedman's. Like, this just, it's not the best. It's not the cream of the crop. But Darnell Nurse has really risen his game this year, and he's playing fantastic.
We have never done this before. That's enough. We have never done this.
Like, this makes me want to do this
Brian.
More.
This is what we're doing tomorrow. We're going to do a review with Noodles to hear this.
Yes, I like that. And we got to add other elements too, right? We got to get back to the goaltending again before Noodles, his head explodes. Because I want to know where Al's brother would have Carey Price like 15th in the country. And just to hear Noodles respond to that would be exceptional radio and TV.
Well, next week we'll do, like, we can't do it next week, but we'll sneak
every couple of weeks, we'll sneak one of these back.
Best tandems, like the tandem goaltender.
Right. Best tandems, game breakers, whatever it is. So Al's brother's top seven Canadian defensemen right now. Darnell Nurse at one, Petrie at two, Muzzin at three, Weber four, Pionk at five, Riley at six, Hughes at seven. So you have two halves in the top four, yet
it's insanity.
They're giving up five plus a night. But, okay, I like it, Al's brother. You are a man of conviction. You're a man of integrity. And you stick to it, and you put effort in, and you put the work in, and that's why we love you on this show. Good stuff, Al's brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I spoke to a lot of people. I'm not kidding
you.
I canvassed some.
Who the hell did you speak to?
I can't tell you that.
The Mullen. Mullen and Megan. That's who it was. Mullen and Megan in the background.